أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. What is the price of the mourning of Imam Hussein? What is the price of these tears and this martyrdom? What is the price of this al-Adai? Obviously, what a person receives for it in Akhirah is different. But the price for it Allah pays in dunya. And that is something for us to understand. This price of azadari, this price of these tears, it is here in this world that we get it. What is the price of this world? This is what I want us to understand, the small point. So that you know this. Why do you cry for Imam Hussein? Why do you cry for this event? And this is what we want to understand, because most people cry, but they don't know what they're crying for. They don't know what they're crying for. And when we look at it, yes, the crying is there, but the effect won't be there. So, just let me explain to you with an example, and from there we will go to Ashura and to Karbala, so that you understand that these tears have a value. These tears have a price. I asked someone who, after the majlis of Ali Asghar, I asked him, "What are you crying for? What are you crying for?" And you know, go along with these questions and answer them for yourself. What are you crying for? So he said, it's a tragedy. He says, what's the tragedy? He said, Ali Asghar, he was killed like that. This is horrible, this is terrible. He said, alright, what would make you stop crying? If Ali Asghar was not killed on Ashura, if they let go of him, if they had given him water, would that make you stop crying? Would that make you stop crying? He said, no. Then what? What are you crying for? Well, look at what happened to Imam Hussein. Alright, good. So, if Yazid let Imam Hussein go and did not kill him, would that make you stop crying and say, Alhamdulillah, nothing happened to Imam Hussein, and Yazid just kicked him out of the Muslim world, and now he's living in India? Would that make you stop crying? Would you be happy with Imam Hussein's situation then? Answer this for yourself. Would you be happy with this? He said, no. Why not? He said, because Imam Hussein should be in the Muslim world. He should be in this Ummah. He said, alright. Let's say Yazid did not kick him out of Medina. He said, alright, we will just ignore you. We will leave you here in Medina. You have nothing to do with anything. We will take rule, we will take charge, and we will do our job. Hussein, you stay here. You are nothing. Now would you be happy? And say that, let's stop crying now. Let's stop doing azadari, because now Imam Hussein is in Medina, his hometown. See, if you say yes here, then really, this is what Imam Hassan was in, right? Imam Hassan was in the same situation. Really, we shouldn't stop. We should cry. We should cry. Why? Because Imam is ignored. Okay, then what would make you stop crying? What would make you stop shedding tears and mourning? He said, if Imam Hussein was given the authority and given the rule, then we'll see. Okay, let's say that Yazid gave the rule to Imam Hussein and said, Hussein, you take the rule, but no one will listen to you. No one will listen to you. No matter what you say, would that make you start crying? You see, this was the situation of Imam Ali. When he became the Khalifa, no one is listening to him. Is that something to be happy about? Or is that something to cry about? Understand this. My friends, Imam Hussein and our tears for him, why are we crying? He said, no, Imam Hussein should be obeyed by people. He should be accepted by people. People should accept his authority. Alright, now we are coming to the point. My friends, now we are coming to the point. So you want your Imam, if Imam Hussein was accepted, if Imam Hussein was given the authority, if Imam Hussein's wilayat was understood and accepted, and everyone obeyed him, now will that make you stop crying? That Imam Hussein was accepted, and he was given the wilayat, he was given the authority, and now he's in charge, and everyone is in obedience to him. He says, yes, that will make me stop crying. You know what? Then that means the same thing that Ghadir is trying to say. Ghadir was giving a message that Ali is the wali, and this is the wilayat. That message was ignored. That message was ignored. Now that message expressed, because of the ignorance of that message, because people ignored that message, it expressed itself in Karbala. So the reason you're crying is because the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt has not been given to them. And now what is the price of these tears? These tears will go on until that wilayat is given to the Imam. And that will only happen when Imam Mahdi will come back and establish the rule of Islam on earth. My friends, this is the price of our tears. Our tears will only stop when Imam Mahdi will come back and establish the authority on earth that has been given to Ahlul Bayt. This is why we cry. This is why we mourn. This is why we do azadari. Not because of some tragic events. There are many tragic events that happen in history. The reason this aza has life is because it has a mission. And if these tears are not leading to the appearance of the Imam in the establishment of the wilayat of Ahlul Bayt, then there's something wrong with these tears. These are the tears, and these is the azadari, and this is the matam that is leading to that. This is the purpose behind it. There is a movement behind it that Ahlul Bayt have started. That's why Rasulullah said that with the death of Hussein, there will be a wave that will never stop until the Day of Judgment. This is a wave that will start. This is a movement, my friends, and these tears are the movement. And everyone has different ways of crying. That's why when you read Dua'in Nutbah, you see in Dua'in Nutbah, the Imam is explaining, there's no restriction on how you express yourself. There's no restriction on how you express yourself. Some might express it differently, some might express it differently. So he says, فَلْيَبْقِ الْبَاقُونَ. So let those who cry, cry. فَلْيَنْدُبِ النَّادِبُونَ. So those who want to shed tears, let them shed tears. فَيَذِجَّ الْزَعْجُونَ. For those who want to screech and scream, let them scream. وَيَعِجَّ الْعَجُونَ. For those who want to beat themselves, let them beat themselves. These are all different ways in which we are crying, in which we are expressing this. So one person, if he cannot cry, he does something else. If one person is doing this, he can express himself in different ways. This is all a part of mourning. This is all a part of azadari. Subhanallah. Let me just read one hadith from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, and then you can understand this. Imam Sajjad, he says, on the night of Ashura, the eve of Ashura, I was in bed and I was ill. And my Aunt Zainab, she was rubbing my legs. Imam Hussein started to say things. In short, what Imam Hussein was saying, my death is imminent, I'm leaving this world. My death is imminent, I'm leaving this world. In short, is what he said. When Zainab heard that, she started to cry. She started to cry, she started to beat her face. She started to beat her face, she started to rip her clothes. Imam Hussein saw that and said, Zainab, why are you doing this? He says, I cannot bear the fact that you are leaving me. My mother has left me. My father has left me. Hassan has left me. And now you're the last one. If you leave me, I can't bear it. First, from here, understand that Zainab did not have the strength to bear the departure from Imam Hussein. She didn't have it. Imam Hussein said to her, that Ummi Khairum Minni, my mother was better than me, Zainab. She died. My father was better than me. He also left. My brother Hassan was better than me. He also left. Zainab, everyone has to die. I will also go. Now Zainab, really, she was so sad, and she was doing this that Imam Hussein said, listen Zainab, I want you to make a promise to me. Imam Zainal Abidin is saying this. I want you to make a promise to me. He said, what is that promise? Make an oath to me right now. He says, what is that? That from now on you will not tear your clothes, nor will you shed a tear, nor will you cry for me. Zainab, it was hard for her, but she said, I promise you I will not do that. Zainab took an oath. She took a promise not to cry. My friends, you know why this is hard? We have so much emotions pent up inside of us. There's so much emotions inside of us. Just because we heard the story of Karbala, we heard the Shahadat of Imam Hussein. We heard these and there's so much emotion that if we don't cry, if we don't do matam, if we don't beat ourselves, really these emotions will build up so much in us that we will go crazy. We will not be able to function correctly. We will have psychological problems. You see, anyone who doesn't cry in a tragic situation, in a hard situation, people are afraid. You know, just let me give you an example. When Fatima fainted and Ali reached Fatima, she was on her deathbed. When Ali reached Fatima, he said, Fatima, are you there? Fatima, wake up. He wasn't crying. He was so shocked that Fatima is leaving him. That Fatima opened her eyes. She opened her eyes and said, Ali, cry. Don't stop yourself from crying, cry. Then Imam Ali started to cry. Then Fatima felt at ease that now he's at least letting his emotions out. Imagine that. Zainab, what she has gone through on Ashura, what she has seen and witnessed on Ashura, when she saw what was going on, then she wasn't crying because she has taken a promise from Hussein not to cry. Imagine what's going through her heart, that she wants to cry, but she remembers the promise she makes to Hussein. She doesn't want to cry, my friends. My friends, this, you see, we need to understand where these things come from. This crying and doing matam on Shuhada, on the martyrs of Karbala, is the seerat of Imam Ali. It is said that Imam Ali used to remember the Shuhada, all the Shuhada of Islam, not Karbala, Shuhada. He would say, Ya Ammar, Ya Aba Dhar. He would shout out their names. Then it says, Atal al-Buka. He will start to cry وَضَرَبَ يَدَهُ عَلَى لَحْيَةِ الشَّرِيفَةِ He would hit himself on the cheeks with his hands. He would hit himself like this on the cheeks with his hands. This is Ali's seerah, that when a shaheed dies, this is how you remember him. You cry for him and you beat yourself for that shaheed. This is the seerah of Imam Ali. Now when we go forward, we see Ashura came. Now the shuhada of Karbala, they are special. They are something different. My friends, let me now go to the shahadat of Imam Hussein. It is said that the shahadat of Imam Hussein started when he left Abbas at the bank of the river. That's when the shahadat of Hussein started. Because it is said, Raja al-Hussein munqasiran. Hussein came back as a broken man from the river. Hussein came back as a broken man. Hazinan, he was sad and grieving. Bakian, he was crying when he came back. You know how he was crying? In the riwayat it says, in the book it says, if you look at me, he said Hussein was crying so much after leaving Abbas that tears were falling so much that he put his hand, his sleeve on his eyes and he was crying all the way back to the tents. He was crying so much. He was crying on his sleeves so that he knew so much tears were coming out. Hussein came back to the tents and this was the beginning of a shahadat. Because now after this, Ali Asghar had went. He took Ali Asghar out, came back with him. Now there is no one. Now there is no one that Hussein has. There is no one that Hussein has. Now Hussein is truly gharib. He is truly a stranger. He is truly lonely and in solitude. Hussein comes back to the tents. The ladies, they all know they have nothing to offer for Hussein. Hussein enters the tents of the ladies and they all gather around him. They all gather around him. Hussein gives his last wasiyah to the ladies. And he says, that lady, you be patient. I advise you to be patient. Do not cry. Do not give these fiends and demons the pleasure of seeing you cry. For seeing you getting sad. Do not let them get the pleasure of this. Maintain your character, maintain your sharaf, maintain your izzat and respect and self-respect. Keep yourself with dignity and walk with dignity wherever you go. The ladies hear that, but what can they do? They make a circle around Imam Hussein and they all start beating their heads and crying, Hussein, if we had anyone else, we would have given it for you. If we had any more children, we would have sacrificed them for you. Hussein said, now it is time. As it is fine. It is my time now. Now it is time for me to leave. Hussein, as he goes, he tells to Zainab that Zainab, come with me. He takes Zainab into another tent. And there Zainab, he tells Zainab, Itini bilibasin atik. Zainab, go and get me some old clothes, some worn out clothes. Zainab goes, looks for some clothes, finds a shirt, brings it out and gives it to Hussein. And as she's giving it to Hussein, she looks at that cloth and begins to cry. Hussein said, well, Zainab, I told you, I made a promise for you not to cry. Why are you crying? Zainab said, because my brother, I remembered that this shirt was hand sewn by our mother Fatima. By our mother Fatima. And when she was sewing this shirt, she was crying. And I asked her, why are you crying, mother? She said, oh, my daughter, give this shirt. This shirt will belong to Hussein. And you remember what I've given you. You give to Hussein. And when the day you give it to Hussein, go and kiss the neck of Hussein on my behalf. She went and she kissed the neck of Hussein. Hussein said, "Do you know why you kissed my neck?" He said, "I don't know. My mother told me so. It's because soon there will be a sword on my neck." Hussein went to Zainab, held her hands and kissed her hands. And Zainab said, "Hussein, why are you kissing my hands?" He said, "Because Zainab, soon these hands will be tied in ropes." Now Hussein, as he goes out, he is calling out. He sees people coming towards the tents. He sees men coming towards the tents. He cries out to them, "Fanad al Hussein." He cries out to them. He cries, "Hal min nasir an yansurana?" Is there anyone who will help us? Is there anyone who will defend the harm of Rasulullah? You people are coming to us, and your people are coming to steal from us, raid our tents. Is there anyone who would support? When Imam Sajjad heard that, he started to shake in his bed. He started to shake in his bed. Imam Hussein went to Imam Sajjad. He went to his tent, and Imam Sajjad was trying to get up with his staff. He was trying to get up. Hussein said, "Son, lay down." He called Zainab, "Zainab, Zainab, defend, hold down your next Imam. Make sure nothing happens to him." Zainab truly was a defender of two Imams. Fatima defended Ali. Fatima defended Ali, Zainab defended two Imams, she defended Hussein and Sajjad. When they came and saw there's a man alive, they came to kill him. Zainab threw herself on top of Imam Sajjad and said, "You will first have to kill me before you kill him." Imam Hussein then came to Imam Sajjad and gave him two advice. He said, "My Sajjad, my son, let me tell you two things, my son." You know, the first thing he said, the first thing Imam said to him is that, "After me, you will be in charge. You will be the Imam. So let me go in the battlefield. You stay here." The second thing Imam said to him, he said, "My son, when you go back home, when you go back, give my salam to my Shias." Can you believe Hussein on the day of Ashura is sending you salam? He says, "Give my salam to the Shia and tell them when they drink cold water, remember the thirst of Hussein." Remember that Hussein was thirsty on Ashura. Imam Hussein left the tent of Imam Sajjad, and now it was ready for him to go. He got on his horse and told his faithful steed that, "Go, for only the last time I'm asking you to do something for me. Go, my steed, my faithful, you have been with me all this time. This is the last time you'll take your master. After this, I will bother you no more." And as he asked him to go, the horse would not move. The horse would not move. And then Hussein said, "What is wrong? Are you tired of me already? What can the horse do? He doesn't have a tongue to speak." So he points to his leg, and Hussein looks down at the leg of the horse and sees Sakina wrapped up to the leg of the horse, saying, "Zuljana, don't take my father, Zuljana. Do not take my father." Imam Hussein gets off the horse to meet his beautiful daughter. What can he say to her? How can he console her? He just asks, "Sakina, what is wrong, Sakina?" Sakina says, "Everyone who has gone to the battlefield hasn't come back. I'm afraid I will lose you, father. You will be gone, father." You see, Sakina used to sleep on the chest of Hussein all the time. He says, "One more time." Hussein said, "Come here to my chest. Put your head on my shoulder, Sakina, and just rest here for a bit." Sakina came and rested on the chest of Hussein. She relaxed there for a few minutes. She found some solace, some comfort. And Hussein then told her, "Sakina, you know, you used to sleep on my chest, and Ali Asghar used to sleep sleep on your mother's chest? Sakina, how about if we make a trade, Sakina? How about if we make a trade? From now on, let Aliyah's girl sleep on my chest and you sleep on your mother's chest. Sakina, bid farewell to Hussein. Hussein. Now what can he do, Hussein? Hussein took on the horse and with one last salam said, Ya al-Bahtin Nawwa, As-salamu alaykunna, Ya Zainabu, Ya Umme Kulsum, Ya Sukaina. And he rode off to the battlefield. Hussein's battle was historic. He went to the battlefield and anyone, and he challenged the people. Whenever they would come, Hussein would kill them. There was no match for Hussein. He was fighting, but he was, you need to understand, the water stopped on the seventh. The seventh, the water had stopped, you know. Understand this. There was some water in the tents. There was some water in the tents. But Hussein did not drink that water. He was the first one to stop drinking the water. Because he knew he would run out. That water that was remaining in the tents was drunk by the women and the children. Hussein would abstain from drinking the water. So you understand what that means? Out of everyone who died in Karbala, Hussein was the thirstiest person. He was the one who was thirstiest the longest. Hussein, when he was fighting in the battlefield, I would go through this fast now. As he's fighting in the battlefield, these people are so much afraid of Hussein, they would leave him, they would run away from him, and he would come back to the tents, and he would say, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and they would know Hussein is alive. They would know Hussein is alive. Then he would again attack. He would go back and attack again. And then again, as he attacked, they would all run away, and they would be screaming to Hussein, Hussein, don't kill us. Hussein, don't kill us. He turned, when he heard that from them, he turned around to the river and said, Abbas, did you hear that? They're saying that they don't want me to kill them. But a time came with Umar ibn Sa'd. Umar ibn Sa'd said, listen, this is the son of Ali. He is not going to be defeated so easily. Surround him from every side. And they all began surrounding him. The whole army came. The whole regiment came. And they started surrounding Hussein. From one side, they were shooting arrows at him. From the other side, they were had spears. The ones who did have spears and arrows, they had rocks. And they were throwing at him. So many rocks, so many spears, so many arrows came on Hussein that it said, one history says that there were 34 arrows embedded in Hussein. There were 33 holes made from spears on the body of Hussein. And 33 swords that had cut Hussein and pierced his body. 100 cuts he had all through his body. Like the Tasbih of Fatima, Hussein now fell to the ground. Hussein fell to the ground. In 100 pieces, Hussein fell to the ground. And when he fell in such a way that the arrows that were embedded in him would not let him reach the ground. He was hanging in the air. Now Hussein, he's hanging in the air. The sand is in front of him. The last moments have come. Hussein now makes a mound for himself so he can do sajda. He can make prostration to Allah. He wants to go in prostration. But the last moments of Hussein were very difficult. You see, now what happened? So many incidents happened. That in that little time, you see how many people were watching this and witnessing this. Now as Hussein was on the ground, the issue was, who's going to do the job? Who's going to finish the job and cut the head of Hussein? No one wanted to do that. Everyone was afraid. They're saying he's still alive. They're saying he's still able to hit. They say he can kill us. Everyone was afraid. Hussein now on the ground. He can't even move now. He can't even move now. He goes into sajda. He goes into sajda. And then at the end, Shimmer said, why are you all afraid of Hussein? Don't you know He's alone? No one's going to come and hurt you. No one's going to come and hurt you. You see how lonely Hussein was? I will not make you understand that. But listen to this verse. When they came, when some people started coming there, there was a little boy who ran from the tents of Hussein. Who ran from the tents of Hussein. He is known in history as Abdullah. He was the nephew of Hussein. We don't know from whom, but he came and he got on top of Hussein. He was only 5-6 years old. He got on top of Hussein and said, "Don't hurt my uncle. I will defend him. Don't hurt my uncle." Someone saw the boy. They came to kill Hussein. He put his arm in front and his arm was cut off. His arm was cut off. And he gave a loud shout. He said, "Abu Hussein, Uncle Hussein." Hussein took him into his arm. He said, My son, don't worry, my son, it's all right. His bone was cut, but the hand was hanging off the skin. Hussein said, "Go back to the tent." Well, he went back. He started running back and said, "Look what I've done for my uncle." No one was there for Hussein. Hussein is there. So now Shimmer says, "Don't you see? No one is there for Hussein. Why are you afraid? I'll show you how to kill him." Then Shimmer started moving forward. He started moving forward. He took out his sword. And he started to hit the sword on the ground. As he moved forward, he was hitting the sword on the ground. The people asked him, why are you hitting this sword on the ground for? He says, "Because I want to let you know how lonely Hussein is." You know, my friends, here's what it means, what that meant. You see, whenever you want to slaughter an animal, you make the knife sharper so it goes through faster, so it doesn't hurt him that much. You can go right through the skin, right through the veins. It would not hurt him. Using a blunt sword will take time. You know, Shimmer is saying, "I'm blunting my sword, so I will take my time killing Hussein. I will take my time killing Hussein." He got onto the chest of Hussein, took the sword, and started to slaughter Hussein. At that moment, Zainab, who hadn't heard Hussein's cries, came out to tell Zainabia, the mound where Zainab came. She saw Shimmer on top of Hussein, slaughtering him. Shimmer and Zainab looked at Umar ibn Sa'd and said, "Umar ibn Sa'd, Hussein has been killed, and you are watching this." Hussein looked at Zainab. He heard Zainab and said, "Zainab, go back, please. Go back." Zainab went back to the tent. Now Shimmer went on slaughtering. You see, it says in Riwayah that on earth, as Shimmer was doing the slaughter of Hussein, Allah in the heavens called everyone, all the Anbiya. He called all the Anbiya and said, "Look at my servant and his sacrifice for me. Adam, come here. Watch Hussein. Ibrahim, come here. Watch Hussein." And as they all watched Hussein, first Adam said, "I cannot take this anymore." Ibrahim said, "I can't take this anymore." Musa said, "I can't take this anymore. This is too much for me to bear." Everyone walked away. Everyone looked the other side. As everyone looked the other side, Fatima said, "Oh, you all can leave. I won't leave my son Hussein." Zainul Abidin stood up in the tent, and then as he looked out the tent, and what he saw was Hussein's head on his beard. "Qad qutila al-Hussein. Qad qutila al-Hussein." Ha, 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 ha.